Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from ATD 2017, brought to you by our good friends at Training Pros. We have more segments of Learning Insights. Lee, this is going to be a marvelous segment. We have with us from Jackson and Coker, their director of training. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Miss Diane Young. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Well, you seem very popular because people are coming by, taking pictures. You like famous? What's going on here?
Slightly famous.
Slightly famous.
Yes.
All right. So we're here to talk about industry trends. Are there any trends that you're most excited about?
I am. I think right now is a really exciting time for the learning and development industry, in particular as we all try to wrap our heads around what's coming next. And one of the trends I'm super excited about is micro-learning, or just bite-sized learning.
Really? So you think that's here to stay?
I do, because most of our workforce is millennials.
So you think, so the premise is they have short attention spans and we have to give them small chunks of information.
If we want them to retain it, that is the premises.
That's the premise. So where do you see this Netflix binge watching for the whole weekend?
Yeah, it's interesting that they can retain attention for certain things.
if it's Breaking Bad, somehow they find the whole weekend to sit there.
8 hours is nothing, but 30 exactly. minutes in a training session can seem like life.
So the secret is to have Bryan Cranston do the teaching?
That would be really good if we could.
So now, how are you attacking this micro-learning?
We've launched our LMS, and we're breaking what used to be our face-to-face classes in the classroom down to much shorter modules where we're incorporating some videos, doing some poll questions, and then we're doing a short test or a quiz at the end.
So now how do you know it's working better than it was before?
Well, what we measure on is the time from hire to when they are profitable.
Oh.
So we're trying to shorten that gap. We have a sales organization, so we're trying to shorten that gap of, you know, when they come on to when do they really feel like they know what they're doing and are able to contribute to the bottom line of the company.
Now, do they know about this level of tracking and accountability coming in?
Where's that on the down low?
Yeah, we keep that quiet.
Wow. So are they good with this level of accountability, or they have to if they want to play with Jackson and Coker?
Well, I mean, I think that's just one of the things that we measure. Obviously, we measure, you know, how effective are they at their role? How much assistance do they need from their mentor or from their manager? And we measure lots of different things, but that would be one of the targets that we really look at.
So now, are there any challenges that you've come across doing with this generation?
No.
That's
just kidding.
Nah, slam dunk, man.
Are they
head grand poobah the whole thing. She's a director.
It seems like we're treating this generation differently.
Yes, it does feel that way. I feel like we're kind of coddling a little bit. Help me with this.
Yes, I have two millennials that I'm raising or trying to raise. I go back and forth, but millennials bring so much to the workplace. I mean, they're so bright. They're so quick. They can multitask. You know, they can listen to music. They can read books and study all at the same time. I could barely walk and chew gum when I was their age. So, you know, we have to look at the whole picture, and everybody's not the same, but they do bring a lot to the workforce. And the other thing is they're not going anywhere.
That's right. They're here. So we got to kind of figure out the best way to get the most out of them.
Well, okay. But as part of that answer, we don't necessarily have to throw the good out that was already there, right? Because we may have some seasoned professionals that are by no definition millennials, that we can have them work together and they can learn from each other. Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we are getting ready to launch our mentoring program, a formal mentoring program at Jackson & Coker. And one of the things I'm really interested in would be cross-generational mentoring, so that the mentor and the mentee equally get something from the relationship.
I like it.
So how, in your mind, Zai, how would you see that playing out?
I would see that playing out with somebody who maybe has Well, I'll take my boss, for example. Krista Scholar has been with the company for 21 years. She has a lot of knowledge.
Wisdom. She has wisdom.
She has wisdom, and she's mature and knowledgeable. Right. And so she has a lot of knowledge, not only about the industry, but about the company. And so she has a lot to contribute, but I think millennials have a lot to contribute as well. So let's say we partnered her with somebody who's fresh out of college. They have exciting ideas. She has, I think, as much to teach them as she could learn from them.
And then how do you kind of prepare them for this experience? Because she's going to have patience, and they're going to have to not talk for some of this, right?
And she's going to have to be maybe, this is conjecture, but maybe she's going to have to be open to some of this relationship being managed virtually and involve some technical platforms that maybe, you know, she may be more old school, and maybe the millennial is going to have to say, okay, every now and again, I'm going to have to put all this junk away and walk in the office and have a conversation.
Yes, and look at her face to face instead of just over instant message and email and text. Yes. You know, I think the key to any mentoring relationship that works is that they both have to be open to learning from each other. So whether it would be on technology, one of the things that we like to do is we're always asking the younger people, what's going on with you? What apps are you using? What do you like to do? It's a very interesting conversation. So I think it just both have to be open to learning from each other.
So now how do you stay up to date? Because the technology is changing so rapidly, and you know, it seems like everything's changing.
She listens to Learning Insights every Wednesday at 10 a.m.
That's one of the things I do, yes. And I stalk my children online.
Oh, so your children?
Nice, that's good practice.
Because you're the director of training at home, too, right?
I am the director of all things at home, yes. So I keep up on, I definitely use my children to keep up on technology.
So you say, hey, I heard of this, go try that out. App and tell me if it's worth my time.
Well, I approach it like this. If I think it's cool or they think I might potentially use it, they will not use it again. So I usually say, oh, you know what? One of the kids at work told me about Venmo, where you can send each other money. I probably wouldn't use that, but do you guys ever use
it? It's a dumb idea for
it's
me.
It's totally dumb. For
reverse psychology.
I like to use that.
So now, because the learning and these trends are seemingly happening so quickly, how do you kind of incorporate it? How do you pick and choose what your company is going to be playing around with?
That's a very good question. We come to things like the ATD conference. Mm-hmm. We are members of the ATD, but I think we do a really good job of looking at all the resources out there. We, you know, we read articles constantly, read books, just trying to stay on top of what the trends are before they kind of smack us in the face and we're behind the curve. So I would say our team in particular loves knowledge, so we're constantly learning and sharing things.
But as an organization, do you consider yourselves to be kind of early adopters on this? Are you fast followers? Like, where are you kind of in this spectrum?
With technology, we may be a bit behind the curve, but I think we're making great progress. So we're more careful and try to think through. For example, I said we just launched our LMS platform in January. Mm-hmm. So instead of just rushing and, you know, getting one, we really took our time to look through what would potentially need to incorporate with the LMS in the next year, 2-3 years down the road, and just made sure we made a solid decision.
So now when you're dealing with the new hires, how do you attack that?
With both hands, just kidding. We actually have a really solid onboarding program. We onboard a lot. We are growing by about 20% year over year. So we have a pretty solid onboarding program. Everything from, we do a variety of learning. So they're going to do some on the LMS. They're going to do some in person. They have got some activities that they do, you know, on their own. So we also assign them a mentor. They have plenty of help. We have a really cool buddy program. So we get them introduced to people who have been in the company for a while so that, you know, they have somebody to eat lunch with or they can recognize more people in the hall. So I think we do a pretty solid job. The other thing that I really like that we do is we test their knowledge. So they have an oral and a written exam that they take at about month 4 to 6 just to see what they're retaining. And you know, it's a little bit frightening when you tell somebody you're going to have an oral and a written exam. And
do they make it do it in front of everybody? The whole company gathers around, put them across the stage like the spelling bee?
No, we don't go that far. Actually, Krista does it, and she intimidates them enough.
That's enough. So now, do you incorporate some fun? Because don't you want to get like kind of some of the culture of the company in there in the onboarding process?
Oh, we have a lot of fun. Yes. I actually joke about it. Every time I do a training, I like to start with like either a song or a something to get people up and moving. I say, if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. So Jackson Healthcare and Jackson and Coker, I mean, they have such a great culture. The whole month of December, it is like Christmas every single day. We have Santa and Mrs. Claus. We have Christmas carolers. We have children that come in and do concerts for us. So, I mean, it's a real family-oriented place to work. For the new hires, every Tuesday we spend an hour with them doing something we call roundtable, and we sharpen their skills, but we also lean on them. So we have them come and present something that they've read that's interesting about sales or about the industry. So we do have a lot of fun with them. We, you know, the old cliche, we work hard, we play hard.
Sure.
So how about the conference? Not a lot of time left, I don't guess, but what have you been doing here? What were you trying to accomplish, and what might you still try to get done before you go back and the time remaining?
So we did a little strategy session prior to the conference. Three of us are here from our team, and we kind of divided and conquered. So one other thing we are looking at.
You got the short straw and had to do the radio interview, and then the other two are...
I won and got to do the radio interview. So another program that we're looking at launching would be some sort of emotional intelligence over the next year. So we looked for booths that we were interested in, wanted to know more about, and then we picked our sessions around kind of where our gaps are or things that we see coming up in the future.
All right, so if our listeners, somebody out there that may want to start doing some of the things that you're putting so much energy behind and wanted to just get a chance to visit with you, you guys are pretty collaborative, right? You're willing to talk to them. Is there a good way for them to connect, a LinkedIn or a website or something?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. They could connect on LinkedIn with me. Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, Young, at Jackson & Coker. Definitely that'd be the best way to connect.
Fantastic. Well, Diane, it has been an absolute delight having you come visit with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
The pleasure was all mine. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in a few from ATD 2017.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.